Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. I'm Manuel Feit, hier ist Stefan Bienkowski. Stefan, how's it going?
Yeah, very, very well. Absolutely delighted that the international break is over. I know some people quite enjoy watching their countries. And actually, Scotland did really well this weekend, so I can't complain, but I've been distracted with other stuff, and I'm just happy to get back into the same old grind of domestic football.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, it's nice to have a break. I know you took the first week off of the international break. I took the second week off. But yeah, back at it tomorrow. I'm taking the train back to Munich from Vienna and then straight into action. I'm going to Bayern against Leverkusen. I'm really looking forward to it. First time this season at the Allianz Arena, Stefan. So should be good.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like it's going to be a great game. It's probably a good place to start, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, we should probably jump into that game right after this break.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELAV50, BLEAV50, BELAV50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
So yeah, obviously we always pick each a game of the week, and because I am at Bayern against Leverkusen, that is my match of the week, and I am predicting a ton of goals, and I am not predicting that anyone is going to win it either. So I'm going for a 2-2 draw here, which is of course is not going to help anyone, I think.
That is exactly what I've gone for as well. yeah, I think this is going to be a really interesting game, actually. I won't actually be able to watch it because I'm going to a jazz festival, if you can believe it. But I'll be looking forward to I'll record it and I'll watch it in full on Saturday. Yeah, I just think this is going to be a match which might actually end up suiting Bayer Leverkusen quite a lot. I think they suit when they get to play that kind of counter-attacking style of football. The players are kind of getting back into the rhythm of things. I don't think, and I think probably the most important thing is that there's really no expectation on them to go to Munich and get a result. There's no pressure on Siona to, you know, pick up points in this game to save his job. From what I've been, shall I say, reading in the tea leaves around the club this week, this game isn't really seen as a match in which he has to prove himself. Obviously, a result would be great, but so I just think Leverkusen kind of go into this game with no expectation, but also potentially quite well equipped for this game. And of course, Bayern Munich don't really look like they've kind of turned a corner with their bad form. So I have no doubt that Bayern will be able to kind of break Leverkusen down, just because I think, I still think Leverkusen are quite limited with their decade in goals at the moment. That defence isn't really working, but goals, good contest, entertaining match, and a point apiece, I think.
Yeah, I feel quite confident with my prediction, and obviously you do too. I think that there's a lot riding on this game for Nagelsmann. I don't think this is a scenario there he's going to get fired or anything if he's not going to win here, but it's not going to get any easier for him, let's say it that way, if they don't win. And I think that's going to help Leverkusen quite a bit, because it means that you're probably going to see, you're going to probably actually see a very similar game to Germany's game against England, to be quite honest with you. And that the Bayern attack will try a lot, but that doesn't necessarily lead them to have the sort of stability that you need in defense against a pretty good Leverkusen side. And I mean, one of the big stories this week in Germany was, of course, that Patrick Schick hasn't been scoring a lot of goals, right? And you just know, with strikers, it's always the famous ketchup bottle, isn't it? You hit the bottom of the bottle and hit it and hit it and hit it, and all of a sudden it comes all out at once. And I think with Patrick Schick, it's only a matter of time until that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just think it's going to be a great game to kick off the weekend, I must admit. I wish it was maybe, I suppose I'm okay with it on a Friday night. I'm looking at that game and then I'm looking at the Sunday games thinking could be a swap these around, but I can't complain.
Yeah, absolutely. Up next, Leipzig against Bochum. This is, you wrote an excellent article about Josko Guardiola, so safe to say he's probably the player to watch in this match. I think this is 3 points for Leipzig. I went for a 3-1. I just can't see Leipzig going with a clean sheet at the moment, but I still think they're going to win this comfortably.
Yeah, I've kind of gone for a 2-0 win for Leipzig in this game. Yeah, thanks very much for the shout out. My newsletter this week was basically on the fact that spoke to quite a few people at the club, a few people around Guardiola's camp, just kind of about what was being going on this season with them. And the gist of the story is that he had a minor injury in the summer. He had to get surgery for it. And basically the club agreed to just really, really let him take his time to come back from it, just so there wasn't any kind of long lasting issues. And as a result, we haven't really seen him at his best this season. And he's now fully fit. He played in 2 games for Croatia in international week, if I'm not mistaken. And basically, I kind of dug into stats to point out that he's actually like their playmaker. So I think with him back fully fit in the centre of that defence, we're going to see Leipzig look a little different from what they have so far. So yeah, I think they'll probably brush Bochum aside quite comfortably.
Yeah. Next is Freiburg against Mainz. I went for a narrow 2-1 Freiburg win. I'm actually, I'm excited. I'm going to get to go to Freiburg for the first time next week to see them in the Europa League. I got the accreditation sorted today. But before they go to play in the Europa League against Nantes, they have to deal with Mainz. And yeah, I think it's going to be another 3 points for Christian Streich's side.
What result did you go for?
2-1.
Right. Yeah, I've gone for something similar. I've gone for a 1-0 win for Freiburg. Mainz have actually been quite good on the road this season. So, I think they could probably cause quite a lot of trouble for Freiburg, who themselves have kind of struggled a little bit at home. They drew with Gladbach, they lost to Dortmund. But I think on the balance of things, Freiburg should be looking at this match to pick up all 3 points. So 1-0, I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. I think it's going to be very narrow, but I think Freiburg should be able to edge it.
Yeah. So the next one is your match of the week, Stefan. Köln against Dortmund. not sure. I wasn't quite sure how to approach this one, but I did actually settle down for a 3-0 Dortmund win in this game. Maybe a bit too optimistic for Dortmund, but what do you think?
Yeah, so I kind of feel differently about this game, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think... I'm still not 100% convinced by Dortmund, obviously, but I think also the biggest issue is that they're missing quite a lot of players ahead of this game. You know, Terzic kind of announced on Thursday that Gio Reyna is injured again.
Yeah.
Gregor Kobel's injured. Sally Ozkan might play in this game, but obviously Marco Reus is out as well. So that's three or four big players. Gio Reyna missing is not the end of the world because they have obviously Adeyemi and Daniel Malin on either wing. Maybe Moukoko gets a start over Modest, but I just kind of feel like Dortmund are still a very different team without Kobel between the posts. And obviously Reus is a big player as well. So I just think they're going to be... I think they might struggle against a very impressive Cologne side, to be honest with you, who looked good at home this season. So I've gone for a 1-1 draw in this match. And the reason I've picked it as my game of the week is because I think, obviously, you know, Cologne versus Dortmund is always an exciting derby of sorts. Not really a derby, but, you know, it's a regional clash. Two great sets of fans. It's going to be so much fun in that stadium. And I think it's going to be really well contested.
Yeah. I guess the big story this week was that there was some questioning on whether Gio Reyna should be playing for the national team, right? Mm-hmm. And then does go, and then he picks up an injury. And you just think, like, why? Why take him to these games in the first place? It's just, you know, I know this is, there's a lot of criticism in the States on, like, how Dortmund have treated his injury, but... if you Craig Berhalter, the national team coach, you just need to know better. I think he would have been served by just staying a week in Dortmund. That's just...
It's absolutely bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah. Meaningless friendlies. And, you know, you like, he's a big asset for the US national team as well.
Yeah, I have no idea how Dortmund let that go ahead because, I mean, I can understand that sometimes clubs can be a little too protective over star players when it comes to international games. But in the case of Gio Reyna and what he's gone through, they have to wrap him in cotton wool when he's not playing Bundesliga games. And that's just, unfortunately, the situation right now. So very unfortunate for Dortmund. And I think they might miss a few of those key players at either end of the pitch. So I think I think they'll struggle.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's one of those things. I know Dortmund don't really have control over the situation because of FIFA rules, right? So I guess they had to send him. And there was a big deal made by Gio Reyna and Dortmund that they would manage his numbers. But I guess... Yeah, somewhere along the lines it was missed, and it's costing him a game, a Bundesliga game. But anyhow, let's move on to Frankfurt against Union Berlin. And I guess the big question here is Union Berlin still going to be first after match day 8? And I tipped a 2-1 Union Berlin win. So in my books, yes, they will be still first. What do you think?
Yeah, so this is quite an interesting one. I think this is going to be a lot tighter than... you would usually assume. You know, I think as much as I like Union Berlin, obviously I wrote about them before the international break, I still kind of feel like they are, you know, they kind of are susceptible to dropping points in these games. Frankfurt have just been this kind of Jekyll and Hyde side. I've routinely joked the podcast every time I watch them, they're terrible. And every time I don't watch them, they go on and win big games. And I won't be watching them this weekend. So I'm kind of inclined to say they'll pick up a result here. So I think this is going to be a 1-1 draw, to be honest with you. I think Union have looked good on the road. They obviously picked up that huge win against Schalke recently, and they picked up a decent win over Cologne. But it was a narrow win over Cologne, and they've also drawn against Mainz. So I don't know why, but something just makes me think these two teams might have to, they might balance each other out.
I think, yeah. I mean, that could mean that Freiburg go top. I don't have the table in front of me, but I guess we'll see how it all plays out. Good news for Union Berlin, though. Indefinite contract renewal for their coaching team.
Yeah. Extremely frustrating. They didn't even mention how many seasons are staying at the club. But yeah, I think that was kind of expected. When I wrote that piece on Urs Fischer for the website last week, the impression I kind of got from people at the club was that he was very, very comfortable there. He's not the kind of guy who, you know, is driven by this kind of bloodlust to get to the very top, like some managers are, and some managers especially use the Bundesliga as a stepping stone to other leagues. He's not like that at all. So it didn't come as a great surprise to see him get a new contract, and well-deserved.
Yeah, definitely well-deserved. Up next, Wolfsburg against Stuttgart. And here I went for a boring 1-1 draw. Two teams that haven't really impressed me this year. I saw Wolfsburg, I guess 2 weeks ago now, against Union Berlin. And there's absolutely nothing there. Of course, there's a bit of upheaval now at the club with Jörg Schmadtke stepping down in February, I guess, when the Rückrunde starts. Schinzelotz is coming in from Bochum. And Marcel Schäfer is becoming the new director of sport. So a lot of turnover at the moment. I don't know. I just can't see them getting all 3 points there. I think Wolfsburg is one of those teams that I had high hopes for and have disappointed all around this season.
Oh, yeah, I was the exact same. I had really high hopes for them. Maybe in the second half of the season we might see something, but I fear that might have to come after Niko Kovac moves on or a number of these players move on. There's just seems to be something kind of rotten to the core of the club right now with that squad. And, you know, if you think 1-1's boring, I've got something even more boring. I've gone for 0-0 or 0-0 just because both clubs have really struggled to score goals this season. Wolfsburg have been terrible in general. Stuttgart obviously struggling since Kalajic has left. I think Borna Sosa is a doubt for this game. So I would not suggest this match to go watch this weekend, which, of course, now that I've said it, will probably end up being 5-4 or something. But as things stand right now, I think it's going to be a very dull 0-0 draw.
Yeah. Maybe tune into another game. Maybe the next one, Werder Bremen against Gladbach. I went here for lots of goals. I went for a 3-2 Gladbach win because I don't think those two teams can help themselves. Niklas Füllkrug, maybe the player to watch. There is a chance he could make the German national team squad for the World Cup.
Yeah, I was looking at his stats recently this season. I can't remember if you mentioned it in your article this week, but his XG is actually very impressive so far. Yeah. His goals are just kind of lagging behind slightly, but you'd think that would kind of average out over the course of the season. I've kind of gone for something similar. I actually think it'll be 3-0 win for Gladbach, just because I was looking at the expected points tallies for Bundesliga clubs. So the way that works is basically, you know, analytics groups, in this case it was Y-Scout, kind of take each team's expected goals and their expected goals against. And what really interested me was that, you know, Bayern were top, but Gladbach were second, just above Dortmund. So, you know, I kind of wrote about this after the Gladbach game. After the Bayern game, I was saying, you know, Gladbach have kind of low-key been quite impressive this season. And I think they've continued to do that. You know, they've obviously picked up some really decent results in the last couple of weeks. And I think the key thing is that they defend very well. And on top of that, feels like they're kind of really beginning to get the best out of Marcus Thuram. Hoffman's back. That whole kind of front line's working very well. So, yeah, I've gone for actually a comfortable 3-0 win in this Gladbach game.
Farkabal is a big story of the season already. It could become the story of the season. Let's see. I mean, with a win there, they're jumping up quite high in the table as well if the other results pan out the way we think. So, yeah, definitely a team to watch. This next one, Hertha against Hoffenheim. Hertha not as terrible as we feared at times. Hoffenheim, a hot and cold team. So I went for another 1-1 draw here.
Yeah, I think this is going to be very tight as well. Hertha have kind of looked better this season. I think their head coach this week said that he thinks his team are the best counter-attacking team in the league, actually, which is quite interesting. And, you know, I think they have slowly but surely kind of turned the ship to an extent. But yeah, I also think Hoffenheim are probably one of the better teams in the league, not the best by any means. But they've kind of managed to kind of get going as well. So I think this will be a very hard fought, very balanced game, which Hoffenheim will just edge. And I've gone for a 2-1 win for Hoffenheim.
Interesting. Gino Ruta, probably the player to watch here. He's been outstanding.
Yeah, also Angelino as well, who I don't know if you saw in my newsletter on Thursday, but I pointed out that in, I didn't realize this until I was kind of doing a bit of research, that he said in a match program in Hertha's, in Hoffenheim's last game, he joked that obviously David Raum going to Leipzig and then Angelino going to Hoffenheim. He said that Hoffenheim got the better end of that deal. And, you know, you can't really argue with that to the, so far, because Angelino has really hit the ground running there. And, you know, when I was kind of doing this piece on Leipzig, I was looking at stats last season, and Angelino's output from that left wing was just incredible. Comfortably Leipzig's most accomplished crosser of the ball by potentially maybe twice as many as the next guy. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how Raum's career plays out at Leipzig, but it looks like Angelino's kind of proven a lot of doubters wrong at Hoffenheim.
Yeah, it's still a trade that, looking back, baffles me a little bit. But I guess the price was Raum, and therefore they went for it without thinking about the actual consequences of what it would do to their squad. I mean, Leipzig in that case, because it seemed almost a pointless transfer. Like, they were opening... Like, they were, in German you say that, eine Baustelle öffnen, right? To open a construction site without having to open one.
And again, I still don't really understand why a bigger club didn't come in for Angelino in that regard.
Yeah, it's weird.
But you know what? Fair play to Hoffenheim. They got a great player and he's doing very well for them.
Yeah, they got a great player for way less than he probably should have gone on the market. Yeah, maybe something that down the line we should revisit, because it is a really interesting topic. And I mean, Angelino has a good point. Hoffenheim have gotten the better end of the deal thus far. Of course, it would be interesting to see how it plays out long term. So the final game of the weekend is Schalke against Augsburg. And I think Schalke, because I was very impressed with them last week, or 2 weeks ago now, against Dortmund. And I thought they, with a little luck, they could have gotten a result there. I think they are going to get a result against Augsburg. I think they're going to win this game 2-0.
Yeah, I've gone for something similar. I think it's going to be a 1-0 win, just because I think, you know, as good as... I think the thing about Schalke for me this season is that they've been quite good defensively, but offensively, they're still trying to figure things out. They've only scored 8 goals in 7 games. In that Dortmund match, they just had basically nothing going forward. And it's actually something we spoke about when we previewed the league, that, you know, they've picked up a few players, but there's no kind of striker in that team who kind of stands out as, you know, a kind of proven kind of goal scorer. You know, obviously, Tiroda is probably the most obvious example of that, where he's only managed to pick up 1 goal so far this season, and historically has kind of struggled in the Bundesliga. So I think, but then I think we talked about this on the bonus show about how I think Schalke will be, because someone was asking, you know, if Schalke should be looking at a new head coach. And I was saying, well, I actually think they've been okay, because in these kind of fixtures, they've managed to grind out results. They've made sure, first and foremost, that they don't lose. And then they kind of see if they can pick something off it. And I think it's a perfect example of that. So I think it'll be a 1-0 win for Schalke.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. That wraps it up. I hope you guys enjoy the match day 8. The international break is over. So, yeah, should be a great weekend. As always, this show is brought to you by Bet Online. And also, please, if you have a chance, check out our newsletter. And some great content on you. Stefan wrote something on Josko Gvardiol. I have something on the German national team in Bayern and how their problems overlap this week. And we had great questions midweek as well for the extra podcast, right, Stefan? That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great fun. And we've even possibly managed to find some Bundesliga fans in the US, some new friends.
Yeah. So if you're looking for some engagement with other US Bundesliga fans, that's probably the place to find it. So it's even good for that. Anyhow, I digress. We will be back next week with our full complement of shows and newsletters. Until then, auf Wiedersehen. Ende in Sicht.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.